This is the Vivaling English
Podcast.
Vivaling is an online language academy
dedicated to providing quality one-to-one language coaching for kids, teens, and adults.
Welcome to the Vivaling English Podcast.
Hello. This week, we have a special guest, Sarah.
Hi there, please. Tom.
Hi. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself? So who are you? Where are you from? Where do you live?
Great questions. Well, I'm an English coach here at Vivaling. My name's Sarah, as you mentioned. Originally, I'm actually from upstate New York, near the border with Canada. But I'm currently living in a city called Cuernavaca in Mexico, which is affectionately termed the city of eternal spring because of its beautiful climate and good weather all year round.
So, how long have you been teaching English?
Well, I actually started teaching English when I moved to Mexico. So this was back in 2013, but I've been specializing in assisting younger learners since 2018.
Now, one of the things that people want help, a lot of help with when they're learning English is grammar.
True.
So what do you think are the most difficult grammar areas for students?
Oh, goodness. There are many. But I would say that something that a majority of students struggle with is English verbs. This can be something that takes a lot of time and practice to apply properly. There's different aspects of English verbs, like subject-verb agreement, the tenses, the phrasal verbs, and all of these can be quite overwhelming for learners at times.
That's a lot of difficult areas there, Sarah. So what about tips? There must be a tip that you can give our listeners to really help with this typical grammar problem area.
Right. Well, you know, it comes to mind that famous adage that practice makes perfect. And there's nothing more true than that when it comes to mastering a problem area in our grammar. However, I have noticed that a lot of students, myself included, we might get to a point where we've been spending hours and hours in in-depth, deep, focused study of a grammar point, and we still feel stuck. And for myself, what helps me when I'm trying to learn my second language is to switch gears and try something called implicit learning at that stage. Instead of going at the topic through textbooks and worksheets and rule memorization, trying to allow myself exposure to the structure, exposure to the rule in more authentic and genuine contexts has helped me to let go of that rigid learning and let the progress happen more naturally.
It's easy to do that either if you live in the country where that language is spoken or if you know a lot of people who are using that language.
True enough.
What about people who don't live in the country where that language is spoken? How can they do that?
Well, that's a great question. First and foremost, your Vivaling coach can help you. but we can do this as learners as well. For example, when I've had problem areas in my own language learning, I've tried to pick out specific songs, web articles, even movies, and analyze. So there is purposeful learning still with implicit learning, but making sure that I'm surrounding myself with authentic, genuine, real life examples of grammar in application. These things have helped me a lot, and I hope they can help our listeners as well.
Thank you, Sarah. And of course, you've mentioned about your experience learning Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
What other ways has learning another language helped you as a teacher?
Well, I think that the fact that I've had to go through the process and I'm still going through the process of obtaining a second language in my own skill set, I can understand as a teacher, as a coach, the challenges that our students face when they're navigating this path of language acquisition. Something that I feel also affects me a lot in my sessions with my learners is the fact that I know as a language student, something I struggle with is confidence. Not necessarily that the knowledge isn't there, but the confidence to use it in speech. So this is something that affects each and every one of my sessions with my learners. I try really hard to create a comfortable environment where they can feel safe to make mistakes and build that confidence to bring the knowledge that they have from the back of their brain and use it in application. Let it out by building up the confidence as much as possible.
Well, thank you very much, Sarah. And I'm sure our listeners on the VivaLing English podcast will love getting these insights from one of VivaLing's best coaches. All our coaches are fantastic. But thank you very much for spending the time to speak with us today.
Thank you for listening to the VivaLing English podcast. For further information, visit our website, www.vivaling.com, or connect on Facebook or Instagram. And remember to subscribe to this podcast.